be good, wouldn't it?
It would. Now then, the time is 5:10. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that sleep is a subject very close to our hearts here on Radio Wales. Now, do you know anybody who's been suffering from just a touch of sleep deprivation lately? And if you have you noticed how they behave during the day? Well, the results of a study in the Netherlands probably won't come as a surprise to you. Maybe you've had to get up early to work on a radio station breakfast show for most of the week. Just a little bit touchy?
No, I'm not.
Really?
No.
Not even a bit?
Not at all.
Okay. Jutting your chin out for no reason then. The study shows that a bad night's sleep means you are more likely to get into a row at work, be grumpy, or show uncharacteristic or erratic behaviour.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Exactly. Uncharacteristic behaviour. Let's speak to Laura, Dr. Laura Georgia, who's from Rotterdam School of Management, who led this research. Good evening to you, Laura. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Glad to join you.
Do you ever find when you don't get quality sleep that you get into arguments at work?
Well, having led this research, I guess I'm more aware of my own behaviour. So I try to regulate my behaviour to a greater extent.
Yeah. So you didn't look at sleep deprivation exactly, did you? It was more a kind of quality of sleep.
Correct. It was more of a subjective, how do I rate my sleep? Because you can sleep a lot of hours and wake up quite tired, right? But you can sleep 4 or 6 hours and wake up quite rested. So I was more interested in the subjective experience of sleep rather than number of hours.
We know this very well here, Laura, because we, all of us, have to work on very early shifts and get up at 20 past 3, which is why my colleague was quite grumpy.
I've been a bit snappy at times this week, Laura.
So
have you yourself noticed to engage in more kind of unethical behaviour in a way?
Unethical.
Well, that's just normal path of the course behaviour. No, I tell you what I have noticed is what you said right at the beginning struck a chord, because when you're really tired, when you haven't slept properly, you are aware that you're not behaving very well or you're behaving differently, and that there doesn't seem to be anything you can do about it. You know when you're saying something, you know when you're acting in a particular way, that it's not really right, but you can't seem to stop yourself doing it. Any idea why that might be?
Well, at least according to my studies, is because you might be low on what we call self-regulatory resources. So these are resources that you need in order to be able to put aside your self-interested impulses and look at your long-term desires to be a good and moral person.
To behave in a civilized way during the day. Yeah.
Sure, let's call it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what are these self-regulatory, what did you call them, impulses? Well, or what is it? Is it a chemical or is it a learned behaviour?
Self-interested impulses, you mean?
The self-regulating ones.
Oh, the regulating ones, sorry. Those are resources that everybody has, and it can be sleep quality, which is one that I looked at in my study.
Yeah.
If you sleep more, you're more likely to be able to regulate your behavior to a greater extent than if you sleep not so well. There's also stress that can affect our behavior. If we're more stressed, we're more likely to have a harder time to put our impulses aside and behave in line with our long-term goals.
Mm. So after you've done this research and realized the really kind of big link between bad quality sleep and what kind of bad behavior or snappy behavior or difficult behavior, is there anything we can do about it to improve the way we behave when we're tired?
Yes, I think so. I think there's lots that can be done, and it can be done from the employer's point of view, but also from the employee's point of view. So let me start with the employee's point of view. I think, and one thing that I really want to highlight is that my study doesn't say that you can use poor sleep quality as an excuse to engage in this type of behavior, but rather be aware that when you're sleeping a little bit bad, you're more likely to be snappy to your colleagues or engage in this behavior. So it's not like, oh, I slept bad, therefore I can engage in this type of behavior.
And what about employers?
For the employers, I think there are several things that they can do. And, of course, I mean, sleep is outside the work environment, so you can't really influence what employees do outside work. But, for instance, one thing that they can do is perhaps try to relabel what is called as counterproductive work behavior. Because counterproductive work behavior is defined as a behavior that goes against the norms of a company. Mm. Now, if, for instance, an employee leaves work early one day, which is a type of counterproductive work behavior, but comes in early the next day, then that should not be labeled as a counterproductive work behavior.
Okay, because they're regulating and they're trying to manage their own tiredness.
Yeah, they're making up for having left early without permission.
Okay, I wish we could do that. Unfortunately, there'd be silence on the air when we're tired.
Some people might like that.
They might. Laura, thank you. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. And I wish you a good night's sleep, which is not something I say often on this programme. But thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Laura Jurja from Rotterdam School of Management.
A nap during the working day.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Are you fixed if I do between 5 and 6? You all right for the next hour?
Oh,
on your Todd?
Everyone will miss you. I said everyone.
You wouldn't.